Welcome to Tuesday, May 19th, 2020, Mornings with Pat and Amy on today's show. Western New York opens, congratulations. Rochester gets a new super. The worst kept secret in Central New York is everything that we thought it was going to be. We're getting a Scream Part 5, and Amy sicks her friend on me on Twitter, which wasn't awkward or contentious at all. But first, let's get caught up in some of the news we saw. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. Are you okay?
I'm great. I got
you don't
got
to go to the burn unit?
No, because I wasn't burned. See, you have to be able to argue to burn.
Oh, but my God. I'm joking. Okay. Congratulations. Yay, Western New York. They are allowed to begin phase one of reopening today.
I guess they just want to go to a Bills game. So they got their stuff together. Congratulations, guys. You can hopefully, you never know. You may be able to put yourselves through them tables this fall. Well, that is until the next story.
Mm-hmm. Governor Cuomo is encouraging major sports teams in the state to plan to reopen without fans.
So maybe you won't be putting yourselves through tables in the parking lot of the Bills Stadium or doing any of that after all. But I'm glad Western New York is catching up to the rest of us. That's good. Congratulations.
Meanwhile, more people in New York State's nursing homes have died from COVID-19 than any other state. And Governor Cuomo says they will step up efforts, but that the state has the most aggressive standards in the nation.
What's up with, nursing homes are always bad. Not all the nursing homes, but you always see these terrible stories about nursing homes and how...
Yeah, it's a cesspool.
It is, isn't it? And why? Like, there are parents.
Because as a whole, we don't care about old people. That's kind of like if COVID-19 had hit children and infants the hardest, you can be damn sure that things would have been done a lot quicker. Am I right?
You know, here's the thing. We may disagree about eyebrows, but we agree about this because I completely agree. People don't care about the elderly. It sucks, too, because look, some parents are terrible and that's why they're in the home. Most are not. And then they're wonderful people who, to no fault of their own, are in this situation.
I feel like this is, the Eskimos putting their elderly onto an ice floe and just like sending them out. Like we are literally putting them on the COVID-19 ice floe and pushing them out to sea.
Apparently we're not supposed to use the word Eskimos. Did you know that?
Oh,
apparently that's racist now. And that's okay. Cause most people don't know that. So I'm only bringing this up cause it got brought up the other day in my household and I was very confused.
What is the correct term?
Indigenous circumpolar peoples Inuit or just Inuit. So Inuit is good because that would be so they
this would be like Inuit putting their grandparents out on ice floes.
This was breaking news to me. I just thought it was interesting to bring up because I had no idea that that was a problem until recently. So
yeah, I didn't know that either.
And not because I have no problems with Inuit people or people who I don't have a problem with any of them. I have no issues. I don't want to be insulting. So we learned something.
I appreciate that because I am a very PC person. So.
Oh, good. Well, there you go. I am, unless it comes to eyebrows. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh my God. I have a feeling this is going to take up a lot of time today. In Rochester, the city school districts have a new, excuse me. In Rochester, the city school district has a new leader. Leslie Myers Small will become their second superintendent in less than a year, replacing poor Terry Dade, who left in April after nearly 10 months on the job. And then he just had enough.
He's like, screw this crap. You guys got 30 millions in budget problems I didn't even know about. Yeah, I'm going to go to Hudson Valley. Peace out. I don't blame him.
I'm out.
I don't blame him at all. Good luck, Leslie.
Also in Rochester, RIT will make ACT and SAT scores optional beginning in the fall of 2021. How nice for them. The college says tests are not the best indicators of student success. Where was this in 2000?
There's so many colleges I still wouldn't have gotten in because I didn't have great grades either. But
oh my God, that is horrible. Oh, it seems so unfair.
No, I don't know about you. We had the out of 1600, right? It was when we took the SAT. It was out of 1600. Mm-hmm. What'd you get? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You
I
really don't remember? No. Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, gotcha. I only got
probably
like
terrible.
I don't think I even got an 1100 on the ACT. I got the equivalent of a 1300 on the
SAT. I don't even know.
Just different forms of the same test, basically.
Yep.
So
don't care.
And I think they're worthless.
It hasn't. Yeah. Obviously, it hasn't impacted my life that negatively.
I can read's good.
Up until now. Oh, in Syracuse, it's the worst kept secret in Central New York, and it's finally official. Amazon is the company that will use the nearly 4 million square foot warehouse being built in the town of Clay.
Yay, jobs that don't pay enough.
Does this mean we'll be getting our stuff faster, though, when we order from Amazon?
Well, it may mean, and I'm not kidding, we might get drone delivery here. Because this is a drone corridor, and in Central New York, they do a lot of testing of that. And what might end up happening is you'll get all the testing of drone delivery here first. So, yeah, we could have like that 1 hour, because like in New York City, they have 1 hour delivery. I don't know if you knew that. Here, we might get 1 hour
really?
Delivery. Yeah, we might actually get 1 hour delivery. It's possible. Okay. I say that and I knock on wood because, you know, watch it get slower for some stupid reason. But anyway, welcome Amazon. Pay people.
Welcome Amazon.
Amy went out and got her posse to make fun of me on Twitter.
That's how I roll, baby.
That's mature. Don't fight your own battles. Have your friends fight them for you.
Listen, every short girl needs a tall best friend. I got her.
Is she tall? I don't know.
Oh my God, yeah. She's a gorgeous Amazon. Yes.
All right. Well, her name is Lindsay.
Yes.
And Lindsay went ahead and attacked me this morning out of nowhere about my take on eyebrows.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Attack is such a strong word.
Attacked. She attacked. I mean, I mean, she literally went right after me this morning saying that I make sweeping generalizations about everybody. First of all, well, no, that's not true. That's not true.
No, it's not, but...
When you're arguing, these are the details that matter, okay? These are the details that matter.
Very quickly and are just throwing a lot of words out.
Because
you
might
not remember
great.
Everything that you said.
Okay. Well, I want to make this very clear. Okay.
He loves eyebrows and he's all about them. It's okay. I'll answer for you. Shh. It's okay, sweetie.
Thank you for the woman's blame. Eyebrows are not important unless they look stupid. Guys don't care. If guys do, fine. It's their prerogative. Anybody can do whatever they want to do, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with what I said. I'm sorry, but when people groom themselves, whether it's their eyebrows, makeup, they shave, they put on nice clothes, they wear cologne, they put on deodorant. They don't do it for themselves. They do it, maybe not 100%, but at least half, if not close to half of the reason is social norms and social expectations. We do these things to look good in public, and I want something to be very clear. There is nothing wrong with that. We all do it because we're all terrible, vain people who are self-conscious about everything. And that is that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wait. I have to throw a wrench into your statement.
Okay, sure.
One word.
Yes.
Walmart.
What about Walmart?
There is an entire website dedicated to people
well, sure.
of Walmart.
But sure. I'm not saying that it's... And I said this to your friend. Life is a gray area, and there's always exceptions to everything. It's not, there's no such thing as absolutes. There really isn't. Obviously, I'm not a dumb person. You may not agree with me, and you may still think I'm dumb, but I'm not a dumb person. All I'm saying is that when we all try to make an effort, some of us make much more of an effort than others do. And that's the truth. And some of us spend a lot of money microblading our eyebrows, and I just think it's a stupid investment. Personally,
it was not a stupid investment. They look good.
They look wonderful.
You said they look good.
I did say they look good. Yes. Mm-hmm. So why?
You said that you would never have known otherwise.
No, I would not have. No, I would not. So, but why? And this is what I don't understand. Why can't we admit, though, that we do these things not just for ourselves, but because we want to look good in public for other people? What is wrong with that?
I don't think that there's anything wrong with that statement itself. Me personally, I feel like a lot of what I do is for myself, mm-hmm. but also because of societal norms and the pressures of society, I also do things when I know I'm going out in public.
Yeah.
But that's also that, but that's me personally because I care way too much about what other people think of me.
But I think when people dig in and say that they do it for their damn self, I'm sorry, no, they don't. That's you trying to be, and there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever you have to do to feel good about yourself, good for you. But when you get so worked up about such a thing, it speaks to you. So your friend It speaks to her. This is someone who's wearing a bikini top in her profile picture, by the way, which she admitted, for other people. And again, that's fine. I totally support her because whoever called her fat is terrible and should swim in a vat of turds because that's ridiculous and she's beautiful. So, and I want her to know that. And I said that to her. So, but it, you're still doing it for other people. It's all about public and social norms and public persona. That's what we're all doing. We're all playing a character of ourselves.
I don't think that there's a problem with, you know, doing all of that stuff for everybody else. I think possibly, now I can't say this for sure because that'd be putting words in her mouth, but I think part of the issue comes under a man thinking that it's, we are doing this for men.
That's
for
the part that really comes up to you. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, that's what gets me. Like, I'm not doing this for other, like, I'm not doing this for men necessarily. Like, that's not, or, you know, or if you're into ladies or you're
you know
asexual
what?
Or whatever, but like,
I'm gonna retract that part of my argument. I'm gonna actually give you that. I'm gonna give Lindsay that. You're actually, you know what? I am wrong. I am wrong in this part of it, and you're absolutely right. And here's what. And here's if I may explain. You're right because it's still for other people, but it's not necessarily to attract the opposite sex. People are catty with themselves and with their own gender. And guys are the same way, by the way, and guys, don't pretend you're not. Because guys, they may not do their eyebrows, but the things they wear, the shirts they wear, the jerseys they even wear in public and how they represent it, that's the same sort of thing, not nearly as complicated or difficult, I think, that women have to deal with. But it isn't necessarily for attraction. You're absolutely right. It isn't necessarily for attraction. But it to me, it's still to look put together and to, if not one up, at least be on a certain level as other people that are in your circle or in where you're going.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate you, you know, conceding that aspect of it because it burns as a woman still to this day. Mm-hmm. For example, when, you know, smile, you'll be so much prettier. Or like,
yeah, if you could
do
that, that'd be great. I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. No, that's ridiculous.
I mean. Like,
yeah.
It's little things like that that just get, like having, you know, like the term mansplain, like having a man tell you.
Hold on, let me tell you what that means.
Yeah, having a man tell you how you're feeling or telling you all about something that you already know, but it is assumed that you don't know. So that it's just that, you know, that inner feminist that just like bucks up to that. And I get it because I feel the same way. So anyway, I used to have a shirt that said, this is what a feminist looks like. I feel it. And that's why it chafes when someone says, oh, well, you're just doing that to attract men, or you're just doing that to impress everybody else. And a lot of times, like, you do that because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel confident. It makes you feel a certain way about yourself. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Lindsay made some polls on Twitter.
Scientific polls.
For science.
For
good content,
which,
for this show.
Right. That's really what it is right there. Go ahead.
So she did two different polls. Okay. One was to the men of Twitter.
Yes.
110 people voted.
Yeah.
And it was, do you care about women's eyebrows? Yes, they are important, only when they're bad, or what's an eyebrow?
Okay. Scientific, yes.
So the men said, only when they're bad, 50.9% of the time.
Yeah.
28.2%, what's an eyebrow?
Yep.
And 20.9%, yes, they are important.
So,
I polled my own husband, and he said, yes, they are important.
Well.
Yes, which I was like, oh, okay. And then, just
to be clear, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, real quick. That means that only when they're bad, and what's an eyebrows, and they don't care. That's like 70% of guys really don't care unless it's obvious, which is exactly what I was saying, by the way. That's exactly my point. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Women at Twitter, who do you groom your brows for? A whopping 91.5%, my goddamn self.
Okay.
And 8.5, other people.
Sure.
So,
well,
wait. But this all comes back to, it doesn't even really matter if guys care about eyebrows or not, because the women do, and they're doing it for their damn selves.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. And you can do that.
And that scientific poll proved it.
Not yet. No, Not right. I mean, actually, it was inaccurate because I actually voted in that one just to be a jerk.
But you voted over and over and over, didn't you?
No, just one.
Just one. Pat made 16 different Twitter handles just for this poll.
Listen, I went to my bros and I said, hey, you know, Amy's being mean to me on the show.
Not so my bros.
My bros and my brows. I said, hey, can you hop on Twitter? And they said, yeah, we're too busy. We can't really do that. We don't care about eyebrows, so it's okay. I don't want to do that. I'm going to fully admit and retract the statement that women do their eyebrows for men, because that would not be accurate. That's 100%. That is, you are right. Lindsay is right. And I am wrong about that. I am 100% admitting that I am wrong about that. And I am happy to do that because I am not one of these people who can't be wrong. I can be, especially when I specifically know it's wrong and I know that's wrong. So,
okay. And scene. Let's end with Pat saying he's wrong. And that makes
eyebrows still don't matter.
Always with the last. Oh my God. Oh my God. Got to get that last word in. Mm-hmm.
Last word in.
I can't. I quit. That's it. It's all over. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Your mic's off.
You motherfucker. You better bleep that out too, because I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
All right, TV movie news. Lighter note. I feel better, though, by the way, admitting that I'm wrong.
You feel better?
I do.
A weight is lifted off your eyebrows?
Yes. Actually, yes. Which, I'm not going to lie, mine are getting a little bushy, so I probably should do something about those. We're getting a Scream 5. There's already been 4 Scream movies. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know if I could tell you the plot after Scream 2.
That's right.
What else is there?
Was the second one was the best one, wasn't it? Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, that one was the best.
No. Wasn't there 3? No, maybe it was 3?
I don't know.
I feel like after three, it's a moot point.
I wish I had the year or two that 4 came out. I don't even know. But we're getting a Scream 5 is the point. And David Arquette is returning. I don't know what David Arquette's been doing.
He's not dead yet?
No, he's not dead. Look at him.
He's not dead. Are you serious?
Good for him, right? Neve Campbell has confirmed she's also having conversations to return to the series as lead Sydney Prescott as well. And
she's
No, she's not dead either.
She is not a virgin in that series. She's supposed to be dead.
Right. I know.
By the rules set from the first movie.
I know, but it's horror films. Horror films always break all the rules, don't they?
True.
You know, do you like horror films? Or is that your thing?
I liked them more before when I wasn't alone at night.
I get that.
Now I have to be the brave one at my house. It's me, the dog, and the kids for the most part in the evening. So I have to be the one that's brave.
I gotcha. I think we've talked about that before. I just don't like horror films. I just find them to be dumb. Like it's just always the same thing. Like they fall over nothing. And like I always say, just go that way in any direction and just keep going. They'll never catch you. Bill and Ted Face the Music, as in Bill and Ted Part 3. Could skip theaters and go right straight to video on demand. It's like already pretty much done, by the way, in case you didn't know. The sequel takes place 30 years after the original, with Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves set to return as slacker heroes of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan. It is due out this August. Was that something you'll see?
No, it's not.
Did you like the first really ones?
I don't remember.
It was like super 80s. Like super ultimate 80s, those flicks, right? Wow. So
I've got plenty of other 80s movies that are at the top of my list. That's not one of them.
I've been watching Back to the Future on Netflix because all of them are on Netflix now. Oh my God, I love those movies.
Zach, you mean to tell me?
You built a time machine?
Terrible impression.
I know.
Michael
I can't
J. Fox
even do it.
Is not one of my good ones.
I can't do it, but I love those movies. And Scoob opened in the top spot on Amazon Prime this weekend. We saw it. It was all right. It was fine. Managed to do better than Trolls World Tour in the process, despite it having much worse reviews than Trolls World Tour. Yeah. Got very mediocre reviews, Scoob did. But nevertheless, it was cute. It was fine. My kid was entertained. That's all that matters, right? Your kids were entertained for a couple hours and didn't scream. So that was good.
Quiet.
Rest of the top 5 were Holdovers, Trolls, followed by Vin Diesel's Bloodshot, which doesn't look good, but okay. Bad Boys for Life and Sonic the Hedgehog. Legit good kids movie. Meanwhile, Capone came in third on both iTunes rental chart and Fandango's video on demand chart. That movie is apparently not great either, unfortunately.
Sonic? Wait, which one? Sonic?
No, Capone. Capone. Yeah, apparently, you know, Tom Hardy's greatest Capone, but that's where it ends. It's just one of those things. Oh. Like, he's great, but the movie's not very good. Sonic the Hedgehog's very good. So, I recommend it.
I fully enjoyed Bad Boys for Life.
I didn't see it. Was it good?
I saw that in the theater
with
my girls.
Look at you.
Oh, there's some fine men in that movie.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it was Martin Lawrence fine back in the day?
No, but I'm not talking about him.
Who are you talking about? Who's fine? Who's fine in that movie?
The young bad guy.
Okay, I don't know who it is. I don't know who else is in the movie.
I sincerely hope there will be another Bad Boys in the franchise.
Cool. I got to watch yesterday because Rory kept going up with Mommy in the office while she didn't have calls. I got to watch most of Extraction on Netflix with Chris Hemsworth. Speaking of, you know, very, very attractive men. Intense movie. If you don't like action movies, don't see it. But it's fun. I like. Oh, it's not fun. It's actually really, really dark and kind of shockingly dark. But
I heard it's a lot of like shoot 'em up action stuff.
Yeah, and there's. I don't want to give a spoiler alert. Let me just say this: okay. If you have kids and you're sensitive to kids, this might not be the movie for you right now. Okay.
Ooh, I watch a lot of Dateline though, so I feel like I could handle it.
You could handle it, but I don't know that you need that in your life. You ever look at a movie and you watch the preview and you say to yourself, you know, if I was 25, I'm all about that. But now that you have kids and experienced life and you got a husband or a wife and all this stuff, you sit there and go, I don't need what's going to happen in this. You know, certain people are going to die and it's going to be like super heavy. And you just go, you know what? I don't need this in my life.
It's funny that you say that, because just yesterday I was having the conversation with my husband that, you know, we went skydiving. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Not now after having kids. Like, nah, I'm good. I've done it once. Like, eh.
Yeah.
I'd go again. I was like, good, I'll send you.
You have fun. One of us has got to stay back just in case.
Right?
So, you know, I feel the same way about it. And it's funny how that works, right? Because your life changes, your priorities change. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to do that dangerous thing now. Because I don't, you know.
Yeah. And now I also know why my mom cries at everything, because I am now my mom and I cry at everything. I used to be that kid that would be sitting there looking at my mom waiting for her to cry in the middle of like Bambi or Dumbo, and I'm like, why are you crying? Like, what's the matter? What you crying for?
Yep. And now
that is me now.
Same thing.
Sobbing bitch baby tears.
Yep.
Mommy, what's the matter? Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Mommy's fine.
That's
mom,
me.
It's just a commercial for Kleenex. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Show me a dog commercial. I'm done.
It's fine. It's fine. That movie, A Dog's Purpose?
Oh, no. There's no, oh, there's
wait,
no purpose.
Wait.
Nope.
A Dog's Journey came out during the Wreck-It Ralph 2 movie.
Oh.
It was the preview. I took the kids. I was sitting and sobbing through a preview of a movie, and the kids are both looking at me like, Mama, what? I'm like, it's okay, Bobby, just Mrs. Murphy.
Oh.
My dog had just died. I was like, this is terrible.
See, mine are old, and my one dog can't stop peeing himself. So, like, we're at the end here, and it's not a graceful end. And I just can't. I can't with dog movies. The answer is no. If it stars a dog and it's not a child's comedy movie, no. It's not. I'm not watching this thing. Thanks, Turner and Hooch, for ruining that.
How about Homeward Bound?
Nope.
Oh, so I just watched that for the first time in years.
Nope.
It's a good one.
I'll watch Milo and Otis.
I have that movie.
I will watch Milo and Otis. That is a happy ending. It's adorable. It's talking animals. Life is good. I love Milo and Otis. You ever see Benji? Benji's like human. That's torture. You ever see the Benji movies?
No.
Oh, my God. Disney just has all these Benji movies. They used to play them, you know, on regular network television or whatever. And in all of them, Benji would just get shafted in these movies. I swear to God. And he'd be like, cool. Okay, the dog's dead again. It's like the fifth time the dog is dead named Benji. That's cool. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm sorry. It was just one of those days.
I'm cool.
One of those days for tangent.
New York State lost 70% of their sales tax compared to last year. that's depression level stuff that's bad. And so, you know, they've been trying to figure out what to do and stimulus and unemployment and all these things, right? Mark Cuban, he's a billionaire, owns the Dallas Mavericks. You're making a face. What about, you not like Mark Cuban?
You know what? If there were no show like Shark Tank, I would have no clue who Mark Cuban is.
Fair, yeah.
I just think he is a douchebag.
Okay.
Like, that's just the... Obviously, I've never met the man, but he just gives off these douchey vibes of, like, I have all of this money, listen to me. Like, okay.
See, it's funny because you know what he said at the beginning of all this? He said, yeah, anybody like me who's a billionaire who tells you how we should... don't listen to us. We're not in it for you.
Said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's crazy liberal. A lot of people don't know that about Mark Cuban. He's okay. Very, very liberal. That doesn't make him a good person. I'm just stating, just to give you a kind of a point of reference, you know, that he... But I can understand, though, because just because you're liberal doesn't make you a good person. Just because conservative doesn't make you a bad person.
I do have a question.
I will maybe have an answer.
Has he given any money to any kind of COVID-19 research, vaccine development, masks, gifts to first line, first responder? Has he? Because if he has, I would think a lot better of him.
I believe he has.
Well, that goes a long way for me. Because if you're going to blah, blah, blah about what we should or should not be doing, you better be putting your money where your mouth is, Mark.
I'm checking it out. Because I swear he has. I mean, he's donated a lot of money over the years just a quick Google search, I couldn't find anything like immediate here, so I'm not really sure. The reason I'm bringing him up, though, although I'm interested to see if he did give things, is he's got an idea for how to fix the economy, and I think it's really interesting.
Okay.
So his plan would be every household, no matter what, gets a $1,000 check every 2 weeks. So you get a grand every 2 weeks for the next 2 months. Okay.
It's $1,000 for the whole household.
$1,000. You get $1,000. You get it every 2 weeks. You get it for 2 months. So it's $4,000 in the end. There's a check. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mark Cuban, Luca, whoever that is, Dwight Powell gave $500,000 to COVID-19 first responders.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Not bad. He could do more. He could do more. But, you know, okay.
Absolutely.
That's good, though, still. All right. So every household gets $1,000 every 2 weeks for 2 months. Okay. Here's the kicker.
Okay.
You must spend that whole $1,000 within 10 days or it expires. Here's why. Now, here's the philosophy behind it.
What?
Because sales tax is down and businesses aren't making the money they did, you would have to spend it in theory. You can spend it on whatever you want, but you would have to spend it on businesses and stuff. So the theory is you would go out and buy stuff and that would stimulate the economy and bring everybody back.
Okay.
But think about that. Let's say you can't spend it on debt or bills. You can only spend it on goods. Okay.
So you'd be buying
food,
cleaning supplies, maybe diaper, like kid stuff, mm-hmm. got young kids.
Toys, personal hygiene products, personal care services and products, travel. I could put it on a car. I guess you could put a down payment on a car, with 1,000 of it anyway, because you're only going to, it expires in 10 days. You wouldn't be able to build it up. And that's the interesting part to me is, because that's the whole point, is you couldn't spend it. You'd have to spend it on businesses, on buying stuff. And the first 1,000, I go, all right, that's fun. New TV, new computer, new piece of furniture. I mean, you can buy things that are way more expensive than a grand, but, you know, a new dishwasher is a good one's like $500, you know. A good TV is way under $1,000 now. And then, so, okay, cool. So you get that. Next week, you get another, 2 weeks later, you get another $1,000. Okay, well, I got the TV, so I guess I'll get the other thing. And so by the end of the thing, I just wonder, could you actually blow $4,000? Like really do it? Like, and not, you couldn't save it. You'd have to spend it $1,000 a time. Could you blow it?
I feel like I probably could. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's something I'd be good at.
I want the opportunity.
Spending a lot of money in a short amount of time. I know, right? I just want to be included.
Like, if this were to if this were to go through, and it's not proposed in Congress, it's just an idea for Mark Cuban, which means nothing. But if this were to happen, like, okay, first 2 weeks, what are you buying? I know.
Groceries.
Okay, like a lot of groceries.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't be able to use it. You wouldn't be able to like pay off whatever, like your water bill.
For the sake of this exercise, no.
Okay.
Can only use it to buy stuff, including travel related things. That can count. You could buy plane tickets or hotel rooms with it.
Does this include beauty treatments?
Yes.
Oh, I would be getting my hair done. I'd be getting pedicures.
She'd get microbladed every day.
I would get touched up. I would absolutely get touched up with Francesca. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Fran would be getting my money.
Okay.
Good. Massages, mm-hmm. like, oh, but I don't see. But then the whole like social distancing, like, but, I don't know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do.
Again, for the sake of the exercise, let's live in a world where it's phase four and we've passed it. We just need to stimulate the economy. So they're open. Massage places are open. Everything's open. Let's live in that world.
I could easily blow money on like beauty treatments.
Okay. So that's first 2 weeks. You get the next $1,000. Then what are you buying?
A deep freezer and a ton of food to put in it.
Okay. Third check, 2 weeks later.
New washer dryer.
All right. And fourth check, last check. What are you buying? I know.
Jewelry?
Sure.
Jewelry?
That's what I'm saying.
Jewelry that you can restyle later? I don't know.
Right. And that's the thing. So you sit there and go, oh, man. Like, yes, you...
Exercise equipment.
Sure. If you can find it. Yes. Which, let's live in a world where you can. Equipment. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you could do something like... Because I was thinking about that. I'm 100% sure large freezer is step one, mm-hmm. filled with food step two. But that I can probably make that all work for about $1,000. And then this next check,
I could do it, but I have to think about it.
Like, you can't do a major home project for $1,000. I mean, you can do some stuff, but you can't do like you can't do an addition onto a home. You can't do a driveway. You might be able to do a garage door by yourself. You know what I mean? But you're not going to get somebody else to do it. So it's kind of, what are you going to do around the house? You could use it as a down payment on a car. I don't need that right now.
Put down money, like buy the raw materials for a home project.
You could do that. That's not a bad idea.
Like tile and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. You know, then you have to actually do it. Hold on, my ringer's going off. Do you like my ringer?
I do.
That's good, right? All right, sorry about the interlude there. But no, like that's. I sit there and I go, I think I could do it. But I would really have to work at it. Not the first check, and maybe not the second check, but by the third and fourth check, if I can only buy goods, and I couldn't spend it on bills, and I couldn't save it, and I couldn't spend it on the stock market, because I'm going to be honest with you, that's what I do. Because I've doubled my money since I started in the stock market through this whole thing. So I can't do that. I'm 100% sure I would probably buy another laptop. I already have two.
How many do you have?
I have three computers. I have two laptops and this massive desktop that like lights up rainbow. I love it. But like I would buy a really nice laptop, like a really nice laptop. But like then what? A new video game system that I probably don't even play. Toys for the kids, probably. Probably nursery things, more nursery things. I already have all the nursery things, but probably more baby clothes.
What are those super expensive like swing rocker things,
yeah.
That, like basically just
the only four thing it mom's ones
do is like breastfeed your child.
Have you seen, and I think I'm gonna buy this thing depending on how breastfeeding goes, which I have no control over, I'm told. They have this formula maker. Okay, now personal question, and I'm sorry if it's too personal, did you breastfeed or did you do the formula?
Breastfed both children.
Look at you. Well,
one
someone's
till
better than
10 everybody. Months and one till like 9.
Okay, well,
they kind of just lost interest, so
we couldn't I'm gonna leave that alone. We couldn't
wow perv, no, go for
no,
it, let's
no,
do this,
no,
let's do this,
no, no, there's a husband joking, no, I'm not doing it, I'm leaving it, I'm leaving. I have been insulting enough over the last several shows. I respect you as a woman. They make this formula thing, because formula is a pain. It's not hard, but it's a pain because you got to make sure the water is exactly right and yada, yada, yada. they make a Keurig. It's not a Keurig. It's called something else for formula. You push you push a MFing button, and it takes the formula, and it puts it in the thing, and it makes it the perfect temperature in 30 seconds. 30 seconds!
Okay.
$200
Does this mean, was Rory the kind of kid that needed to have his stuff, like, warmed up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My kids were like, straight out of the fridge? No problem. They didn't care.
Yeah, Rory has specific tastes and demands. I can see
he's very, very demanding. He's demanding. Do you think he gets that from
just like
from
his mother.
You?
Just like his mother, I tell you. She is just so demanding and picky, I tell you. I am, you know, I wish he was more easygoing like I am. I really do. My kids going to be, both of my kids are going to be psychopaths and they have me to thank. So I guess I'd buy kid stuff is the long and short of it. I'd buy Rory. What are those motorized big wheels? Are they called big wheels? You know what I'm talking about?
Power wheels?
Power wheels. I never had a Power Wheels as a kid. That always made me upset. I would buy him a Power Wheels or 12.
So my husband is currently researching a gas-powered engine run four-wheeler thing for our almost six-year-old. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, you got to start him early.
Okay.
I mean, you know, with a helmet and a roll cage.
Too.
Yeah, I would invest heavily in that. But I mean, Rory's been asking me about go-karts. A lot about go-karts. I'm like, yeah, let's start with a Power
Wheels. Buy a go-kart. There you go.
I'll just buy a go-kart.
Yeah.
Buy one. Running out in the green space got
right
by. Yeah, there you go. Done. I just think it's an interesting idea is all. And I'm all about this universal basic income thing happening because all the jobs are going to be automated anyway in the next like 10 years. So anything that gives us money from the government, I'm all about at this point. Amy, what did you learn on our show today?
I learned that you are a big enough man to say when you are wrong, and I appreciate that about you.
You know, I do appreciate it. Thank you. I do appreciate that. I am often wrong about many things, and I find that it's important in life to admit when you're wrong, because not enough people do. And so I was wrong earlier about that, and I admit that I am wrong, and I'm not being sarcastic. I'm 100% serious, and I am sorry for that assumption.
Thank
there you go. And I learned that I'm 100% right about the fact most guys don't care about eyebrows, because even your scientific poll or your friend's sign proves that they really generally don't care as long as it's not a mess. But
that was not a widespread poll.
Scientific. It was scientific.
For science.
Oh, and I also learned that at some point on this show, you're probably going to hit me with something hard and knock me out, and I understand. So,
take control of this bee. Grab the wheel.
Thank you for listening, even when I'm wrong. You can listen to us, as you know, on 315 Live, 315 Live app, on demand, 6 and 8 a.m. streaming. You can also hear us on everywhere you get podcasts. Thanks to Rockbox Recording for providing all the musical beds that you hear in the background. They are wonderful. Thank you to 315 Brand for being a big supporter of the show. And thanks to all of you for listening to it. Really appreciate it. Bye. Yeah.